A restorative justice program in Ulster County is being expanded to young adults. The county executive and district attorney say the new initiative builds upon the success of the county's restorative justice program. In his proposed 2021 budget unveiled October 1st, Democratic Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan says there's money for the new program.
We have a pretty significant expansion of what's been a very successful program, a restorative justice program that is initially focused on young people under 18. For the first time in Ulster County, we'll now fund the expansion of that program to provide restorative justice programs and supports to those young adults age 18 to 26.
Ulster County District Attorney Dave Clegg, also a Democrat, describes the restorative justice program.
This is something where people are held accountable. That's the starting place. If you're not accountable for the harm you've done, for the wrong you've committed, then this process doesn't work for you. But if you are, then the victim, it's a victim-centered program where they get to decide where justice is, and the community becomes involved in how do you repair the harm. And at the end, the good and really important part of this is that the person who's committed the harm has an opportunity to re-engage in the community in a positive way. So rehabilitation is a big part of it. Stopping recidivism is a big part of it. Making our community safer is a big part of this. And healing the community at the same time.
The county's existing program for youth age 7 to 17 is called 180. And was established in 2013 at Family of Woodstock and funded by Ulster County.
We're going to be very carefully choosing and vetting the cases that we're going to bring. It's going to be nonviolent felonies and misdemeanors. We will make sure that these cases are followed, monitored, and that it's supported by the community and services out there so that we can repair the harm and rehabilitate at the same time.
The program uses restorative justice conferences, which are planned face-to-face meetings, known as circles, between the individuals being referred and those they have directly and indirectly affected. Since the program started in Ulster County, Clegg and Ryan say nearly 300 restorative justice circles have been completed, resulting in a recidivism rate of 6%, compared to the national recidivism rate of 40% for nonviolent offenders.
What these circles allow you to do is to hear the other side. So many times, offenders who commit these crimes, don't appreciate the consequences.
Right.
Don't fully see how badly the victim has been harmed by this. Don't see that it continues perhaps for a lifetime. This offers the opportunity for the victim to be heard, for an opportunity for the defendant to understand, and then to change, right, and then to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Clegg joined Ryan October 8th to announce the expanded program.
To my understanding, we'll be one of the first, outside really some very forward-leaning larger cities, to do this nationally.
That's right.
Clegg says the program will be in collaboration with Ulster County Probation and Family of Woodstock. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.